Jacob wasn't up there today?
Yeah, he's fine. He'll be playing tomorrow.
Just a thought on the roster move with Nick going down and getting Mattin?
Well, we got three guys that are injured. One comes back. Hendricks goes back in the lineup. We got probably four or five guys there that haven't really distinguished themselves in any real part of their game. The easiest answer is Nicky's waiverable, and we can keep our players. So Lemieux, I liked his game. I like what he brought. I'm interested in seeing, especially in the next two, him being able to do that, getting on the forecheck, real good speed through the neutral zone, and Nick will go down and get some bigger minutes and keep his game going.
Going in after this long little break, what's the key to that first game and making sure that focus is still there?
Getting back up to the speed and intensity of an NHL game against a team that's got tremendous speed, and you win championships on learning how to play hard and compete, and you watch them play last night, and there's an awful lot of speed in that game. So that's the big challenge, getting your game up to speed.
Pittsburgh gets a lot of accolades, obviously, for the offensive power they have, but you see last night they held a pretty powerful Edmonton team just to the one goal.
Yeah, I think that's a real true statement overall. I'm not sure that game was an indication. It could have been 8-7.
Yeah.
But that's the secret at the end. We always talk about, you know, these great offensive teams, Pittsburgh, Chicago. But really what they're good at is they defend very, very hard, and they compete on the puck. And because of their talent, they can be a little bit patient in a game. They don't need a whole lot of chances. Last night was an aberration. The goaltending was very special. But that confidence they have in their offensive game allows them to compete and play smart.
In that sense, do you see things about Pittsburgh that you'd like to see this franchise emulate? They have a strong farm system.
They're real powerful down the middle of their ice. And they skate really well, and I think that's the model.
And a lot of draft and develop that's gone on there.
Had a lot of years there where they drafted high and they brought some big guys in, and took them a while to get it going. But they've been a good team now for a good 10 years, a good solid team, and they built it.
Is it automatic that you'd probably split the goaltending here in these two games, or you'll wait and see?
I wouldn't say it's automatic, but based on the way the schedule lays out, it'd be a fairly decent bet.
What makes Brendan Lemieux maybe a potential guy on the power play there?
He has got a history of being really effective net front. There are some guys that can get their stick on the puck and get those tips, and he's got that in his game. He's also got a real good shot. I think he's got a good he came in his mind as, you know, a two-way player, but an offensive guy. He's got some good skills down there. He's not a big, strong kid in front of the net, and he's not afraid to stand there.
Is the difference between Adam? Because Adam's a little taller, maybe.
Adam's got a little different kind of range. He certainly can reach to pucks just off to the side, but Brendan's got some. He spent some time net front, so he's got some experience with it.
And speaking of Lowry, he is going to come, but yep. Again, very unlikely.
Yeah, I don't have him in the next two games on the road, but he's got to come, and he's back skating now, so we want him with us.
But what can Nick do to distinguish his game with the Moose?
Oh, with this, let's look at Kyle Connor, right? So he goes down, and Kyle skates as well as anybody. He's a real good offensive player, and there was just kind of a piece of his game, his ability to get on the puck and stay on the puck. And he got so much better at it last year. And he came back, and even his short period of time, in the 90 minutes of hockey that I think he's been really good at, that's what was missing, and that's what he's now delivering. You know, sometimes it's just a little bit of focus. For Nick Pitan, he's an offensive guy. And there wasn't a lot of offense happening. The argument would be, well, he's not playing with real offensive players, but those guys that he's playing with are making the same argument. You know, there's just not a lot happening down there. I like Nick. I think he's a real good player. The fact that he's not playing top six in the NHL at 22 for me is not an issue. I mean, he's a good player, and he's got lots of time ahead of him. He's got to find a way to take the 9 minutes he's playing, because some of that's power play time, and get a little bit more to happen for him. And he's, I think it's tough for him to get into a rhythm at nine. He's going to want to play more minutes, but he's going to have to do more to play those minutes.
Are you saying that he's maybe struggling with the lower minutes that he gets, like finding that?
They all do. Every single one of them do. I mean, that's a challenge to not. These are guys who are 20-minute guys, and then they come in and they're not anymore. And then there are players that eventually that becomes their role and they get good at it. But it's a challenge for all of them, whether it's Kyle, when you cut Nick Ehlers' ice time back, or his first few years, he's at 13, it's a challenge for him. The first, they gotta do enough in those minutes to get more minutes, to take minutes from somebody else, right? It's a zero-sum game in terms of minutes there. So if he's getting more, somebody else is getting less. Right now, we're pretty pleased with the way the top six looks, but there's a lot of room on that bottom six guys for them to establish themselves as players and take their role. It's a completely different game, but I've seen Tanev kind of do that here in the last few games. Really make a good case for him getting more minutes, and we played him more.
And adding Hendricks into the lineup, is he expected to play tomorrow?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have him in.
What are you expecting him to bring, and how will he change your game?
Intelligence in our end of the ice, real good face-off man, penalty killing, and that role, driving those guys. So he plays probably with Lemieux and Armia. And getting the most out of his line mates is part of a veteran's job on that line. Get those guys wound up and teach them the game while it's going on. I think he's a real, real good mentor for any of those six guys, but especially the two guys that we have him with. We think Army's got more. And Brennan's new to this game, so there's a lot for him to learn. But I liked what he did. He got up and down the ice in straight lines, finished checks, and I know he's got some hands on him. We can do a little bit more in the offensive zone. We got to get some production out of that bottom six, and it's not always the nifty three passes plays. It's pucks to the net, drive the net, consistency in that, and Matt will help bring that.
Brendan talked about getting past that first game and the excitement of it, and he said he started building more confidence in practice. Are you seeing that from him?
Yeah, he's skating well in practice, right? So he's just... Everything is different and everything is new in the National Hockey League, and everything happens so much faster. So every single time you get out on the ice, whether it's practice or a game, you get a little bit more comfortable. And then eventually we start to see what a player is capable of doing.